The selection of lead wires and electrodes is based on the location, pathology, and complexity of the condition. Other considerations include comorbidities and the physician's preference and ability to implant the electrodes. Electrode arrays can vary from 4 electrodes, which are called quads, 8 electrodes are called octrodes, or even more than 8 electrodes. And the number of electrodes can determine how much coverage the stimulation gives over the particular condition, for example, pain. Percutaneous leads are generally cylindrical in their design. They are insulated catheters, and they're fast and easy to implant under the skin percutaneously using a needle or by a simple incision. Surgical leads, sometimes called paddle leads, are flat, they're larger, and they require surgery, including, for example, a laminotomy if they're being applied to the spinal cord. Some of these electrodes can be introduced percutaneously if you use an epiducer lead delivery system. The paddle leads tend to be single column, as you can see here, and sometimes two column. They're insulated on the posterior side, and you can see here that the electrodes are exposed to deliver the current on the anterior side. Migration is less likely when you use the paddle electrodes as opposed to the percutaneous electrodes. The surgical paddle leads tend to be used for more complicated pain patterns and when the spinal anatomy is more challenging for the practitioner to implant.